UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has reiterated his rejection of a joint Israeli-US plan to bypass the United Nations in delivering humanitarian aid to Gaza, warning that such efforts must adhere strictly to international law and humanitarian principles. Speaking at the Arab League summit in Baghdad on Saturday, Guterres declared, "The UN will not participate in any so-called aid operation that does not adhere to the principles of humanity, impartiality, independence, and neutrality." His remarks come just 2 days after satellite images revealed new aid distribution centers being constructed inside Gaza, as Israel seeks to coordinate deliveries through third parties. Israeli ambassador to the UN Danny Danon claimed the plan would ensure aid reaches civilians and not Hamas. But Guterres has dismissed such unilateral arrangements as illegitimate under international law. Guterres's address was delivered during a tense Arab League summit where the war in Gaza dominated the agenda. Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed al-Sudani opened the summit with a scathing condemnation of the conflict. "This genocide has reached a level of ugliness unparalleled in all conflicts in history." The UN chief echoed those concerns and issued a renewed call for an immediate ceasefire and unimpeded humanitarian access to Gaza, which has been under a near-total blockade since March as Israel increases pressure on Hamas. He also warned against reported Israeli plans to expand ground operations in Gaza, adding, "I am alarmed by these developments and urge restraint." Beyond Gaza, Guterres used his speech to highlight a series of flashpoints across the Middle East and North Africa. In the West Bank, he condemned expanding Israeli settlements, calling them illegal under international law, and stressed the urgency of preserving the two-state solution. "The world, the region, and most of all, the people of Palestine and Israel, cannot afford to watch the two-state solution disappear before our eyes," he said, referencing next month's high-level peace conference co-hosted by Saudi Arabia and France as a key diplomatic opportunity. In Lebanon, he praised the Lebanese government's stated commitment to assert a monopoly over arms and noted UNIFIL's efforts to work with the Lebanese army in managing Hezbollah's weapons. On Syria, Guterres emphasized the need for a political process grounded in UN Security Council Resolution 2254 to ensure inclusive governance and protection for all communities. He welcomed the recent Houthi-US ceasefire in Yemen, brokered by Oman, calling it a step toward a Yemeni-led political settlement, and expressed gratitude to both the Arab League and the African Union for their cooperation on Sudan. Regarding Libya, Guterres said the UN is actively engaged with national and international partners to resolve armed confrontations, preserve institutional independence, and pave the way for long-overdue national elections. Throughout his speech, Guterres